Welcome, welcome. Welcome to the maintenance worksheet call on building maintenance beliefs. I am Coach Yesenia. Let me go ahead and bring up Coach Julie. We've got the amazing Coach Julie on deck today answering all of your questions in the Q&A and giving you anything you might need in the chat. So let me go ahead and bring her up. Okay, awesome. And let me go ahead and change my name. As we get going here, just go ahead and grab your water, grab anything you might need, grab your worksheet. Maybe Julie can go ahead and give us the link in the chat to the worksheet that we're doing today and the lesson that accompanies it. So just in case anybody needs that, you can go ahead and pull that up. Good morning. Hello. Okay, so let me change my name and we will get going. So excited to be here today. I'm excited for this call. I've been thinking on it all week, thinking about, you know, what I wanted us to talk about and discuss here. I think it's such a great lesson, right? Like working on your belief that you can keep your weight off forever, that you can maintain. It's definitely work that all of us here can benefit from. Okay. So thank you, Julie. She's got those links for you in the chat and some extra resources as well that we'll be covering at some point as well. Okay. So like I said, I'm Coach Yesenia. I've been here for a while now. I joined No BS as a member back in, it was like New Year's Eve 2018. I remember like hitting join right before we left to, you know, go party for New Year's Eve with my family. And I remember being so nervous and so excited. And it was truly one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life. I have just loved No BS so much in this approach to losing weight and how it's just so much more than weight loss and how simple it makes weight loss. And then I joined No BS as a coach in fall of 2020. So I'm coming up on 2 years of being an No BS coach. And that has also been such an amazing decision in my life. I have so enjoyed being a coach here and, you know, just being of service and getting to help other women on the same journey that I was on, right? So it's just been so good. I help run the book study. Whenever we do a book study, we actually have an upcoming book study for the book Tiny Habits. So you'll be seeing some more information about that very soon. If you have loved our previous book studies and want to join us for this one, you can go ahead and grab the book. Julie, if you don't mind grabbing that link, actually, it's the Our Favorite Things page. You can grab the book from there. It's linked up there. And we have like the study guide and everything coming for you very soon. So we'll be starting this on August 1st and we will have a book study call and we'll have the Facebook group going and everything. It's such a good book. If you really enjoyed like Atomic Habits, you'll like this one too, because it really like breaks down habits and how they work and how we get them to stick and how do we get the ones that we don't want in our lives to like go away, like all of that, without relying on like willpower and motivation. Thanks, Julie. So she just shared the link in the chat for anybody who wants to go ahead and grab that, paperback, audio, Kindle, whatever you like, you can grab whatever format and join us on August 1st. And then I also work with several private clients each week inside of No BS, and I meet with them every week and we work on weight loss. We work on anything they've got going on in their life, whether it's like body image, relationships, work, because it all affects like our weight loss, right? And so that's some of my favorite work that I do inside of the membership as well. And then the other thing I do that you may not know, so I used to do the weekly newsletter that goes out to you guys every week, and it's always on the website. So I used to do that project for a long time. And now another part of the team takes care of the weekly newsletter. And now I actually run a private coaching newsletter. So all of our private clients get a special newsletter whenever they're a private client. And we have like a special, like little coach's nugget and stuff like that. So that's kind of fun. That's another thing that I do. But yeah, that's what I do. I'm also a single mom. I live here in Georgia with my two kids, and I have figured out how to lose my weight and everything. Being a single mom, working full time, you know, having the kids in extracurriculars, having the kids home for the summer, having the kids in school and all of that. Like, so, you know, just if I can do it, anyone can do it. And I'm just so excited to talk maintenance. So let's go ahead and like jump in. Like I said, if you have a question for us, the Q&A is a great place to ask your question. Since we have Coach Julie here, if you want to ask a weight loss related question, you can do that in the Q&A, and then I'll also be keeping an eye on that as we get going. So go ahead and grab your worksheet. We're going to dive in. Today we are talking about building maintenance beliefs, and we're going to do that worksheet. And today, the objective of the call is that, like, we really want you guys to start understanding the value of believing in your ability to maintain your weight loss long term, forever, for the rest of your life, and really like figure out if there's any like thoughts that you're missing currently that can help you with that, or are there any thoughts that are in your way of believing that you can maintain your weight for good? So that's what we're going to be working on today. And then before we dive into the worksheet, I just want to share the website really quick. If anybody's here, or you know, you haven't done the course yet and you're wondering like where everything is, where can you find all the maintenance materials, where can you find the course and the worksheet, I'm going to go ahead and show you really quick. So as part of being an OBS member, of course, a lot of us are in the Facebook group, and the Facebook group is a great place to be, especially for like accountability and community and kind of like sharing our wins, asking like, hey, how do you all get your water in? How do you guys figure this out? It's a really great place for that. But the main place for your NoBS membership is the website. So I want to make sure that everybody knows about the website and where you can find the maintenance course. Okay, let me go ahead and share my screen. The website truly is the core of your membership, and it has everything that you need for you to lose your weight, maintain your weight, ask for help, and find anything that you may need. So I'm on the website now. I'm on my computer, so I know most of us use our phone to access things. So it may look a little bit different on your phone. On your phone, you may see three lines at the top of your screen, and that's actually your menu. So if you tap on that, you'll see this menu here on the left side on my screen, and you can click on the different things to access everything. So I just wanted to give you guys a heads up for anyone that may be newer, or maybe you haven't gotten on the website yet. I challenge everyone here, go to the website on your phone and save it, bookmark it, and just like take a look around if you haven't, or if it's been a while, go to the website on your phone and have it bookmarked, and just, you have a lot of resources here for your membership. It's such a great value. You have your new member quick start, your NoBS weight loss course, which is the foundation. This is where you can find all of our Facebook groups, your, you know, meetup calendar, get an accountability group, the newsletter, the calendar, so you know what the calls are that are coming up, the replays, right? How to get like the private member podcast, so you can always listen to Corinne and the coaches on the go. You can register for like Queen's Club, Century Award, all of that. All of the self-study resources, which has like our self-paced workshops, the worksheets, our book studies. All of that is saved on there. The planner, all of your extras. There's just so much here. I definitely encourage you to just go to the website, nobswomen.com on your phone, and just check it out if you haven't in a while. And it has everything that you need. It's such a great place. As far as like the maintenance course, you're going to find it under self-study resources. Go to self-paced workshops. Let me click on that. And then see, you'll see all of our workshops here. So much good stuff depending on like what you're honing in on your weight loss journey. So mastering maintenance, and I'm going to go to that course. And here it is. Here is the mastering maintenance course homepage. So you can find all of the resources, the calls, the guides. Okay, today we're on lesson 6, what's different about maintenance. And then if you are in maintenance, you can go and register. See, I'm going back to the menu here and I'm going to register for maintenance group. That's where you can register so that you can join the Facebook group, and then you'll get access to the maintenance group homepage, which has like all of your maintenance stuff in one page, like the maintenance planner, the maintenance course, all of that will be in one page for you. So I just wanted to make sure that you guys knew about that. And then one other thing I want to point out really quick is this Get Coached tab. Ask coaches is like one of the best features that we have. Anytime you want to ask a weight loss question, a maintenance question, a life coaching question, if you want a resource for something, go to Ask Coaches, and that's where you can ask your question and get an answer from a coach. And then you can also look at all the recent answers too. And it's like a Google for weight loss. And there's like so much interesting stuff in there. So I just wanted to make sure that you know about that and that you're utilizing all of these amazing resources. Okay, let me go ahead and stop sharing my screen. Okay, who's ready to talk maintenance? Okay, before we get going with the worksheet, like I said, I was thinking about this a lot this week, and I wanted us to talk about like building maintenance beliefs and some things that can help you with that. The worksheet has some really great questions, and we're going to be working on that today. But I also wanted to give you guys some food for thought that you don't have to have on your plan. You don't have to do a discovery worksheet. But I just want to give you guys some food for thought around like building your maintenance beliefs. Okay. And I know sometimes like we have a hard time, like if you think about it, whether you're in maintenance or you're about to go into maintenance or it's like a little ways off for you, like it can feel a little scary to think like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be like losing weight anymore. I've been someone who's like been struggling with my weight my whole life. I've been like trying to diet my whole life. My whole life has centered around like, you know, my weight and the number and like trying to work on it and like trying to lose weight. And like, now you're saying like, I'm not going to be in the weight loss mode anymore. Like now I'm maintaining. That can feel like a really big shift. And so I really wanted to offer you some things that could help with like transitioning from someone who like has always worked on weight loss to like, now I'm someone who's in maintenance. And first of all, like it's normal for it to feel kind of scary and like a big shift. And at the same time, you can also allow it to feel exciting and fun, right? I wanted to start by saying, like, if you think about it, it is normal for us to change throughout our lives, right? Like we change physically, like from when we're a baby to a toddler to like a kid to like a teenager to an adult, right? Like it's normal for us to change. It's also normal for us, like for our identity to change, right? Like going from being a student to like an employee, or, you know, changing jobs, or someone who was single to now in a relationship, or single to like now married, right? Or married to like divorced and single again, or becoming a parent, moving houses, moving states, moving countries, changing your hair, changing like other aspects of your appearance, like changing your pronouns, even like it's normal if you think about it for us to go through shifts and changes sometimes. It's just that like sometimes when it comes to like our body and our weight loss, it can feel like this, like it's tangled up in so many things and so many emotions that's why like it feels scary, right? Like that feels like a scary like, I don't know if I can do this thing, like going from weight loss to maintenance. But I was driving in the car the other day and thinking about this. And you know what came to mind for me? And if this resonates with you, great. And if it doesn't, that's okay too. But if it resonates, maybe you can like drop me some emojis and let me know that it's resonating with you. But I thought about like how like going from like weight loss to maintenance, it's almost like going through like a divorce or a breakup. Like I've gone through a divorce. And I just thought about how similar those two things are, right? Like when you go through a divorce or a breakup, like there's pain, there's emotional pain, there's trauma, there's healing, there's like, maybe you change your hair. Like sometimes like you might see your ex, right? Especially if you have kids together, like you continue to see your ex and like all the emotions come up and there's like, either it's awkward or there's anger or there's resentment or there's like these loaded just moments sometimes, right? Like lots of emotions at play. And it's like a process, right? It doesn't just like happen overnight, right? Like there's like court dates and mediation and all sorts of things, right? And so I was just thinking about how like it's not that they're not that far off from each other, right? Like it can also just feel like this big transition. And especially like with our weight loss, for a lot of us, there's trauma there. There's like emotional pain there, right? Because like maybe since we were kids, there was like comments that were made to us, or bullying, or, you know, just very painful beliefs that we have about ourselves and like what we deserve or what we don't deserve, right? Because of our size. And so I was just thinking about how similar those two things can be. But like me being a divorced woman, like that's like a part of my identity, but it doesn't like define me. Like I've worked through it, and it's because of the work I've done on it, it's no longer this big, loaded, heavy thing in my life. And I just think that's possible with our weight loss and maintenance too. Like there can be a lot of like emotional pain and lack of belief and all of that involved, but like it's also something that, you know, it doesn't have to define you. You can work through it, and you can just like, yeah, just like, yeah, I'm in maintenance now. I'm someone who lost weight. So I just thought I'd share that. The only thing where I thought these two things weren't similar was like, you know, in weight loss, like maybe in divorce, like maybe like, you know, like there's your ex, right? And who knows how you might feel about them, and maybe like learn to get along with them, or you co-parent or whatever. But like, I feel like in weight loss, we still love our ex, because our ex was like us. It's like our old, like it's my old me, right? It's the person who started this journey. And so we want to make sure that we love her. So I just wanted to make sure to point that out. But yeah, so it can be very normal for our brain to just, for this to feel like a big deal, feel very big and scary and just like this big unknown thing. But it's actually very normal for us, for there to be change in our lives, change in our identity sometimes. Having your identity change from always being overweight or always trying to lose weight, like now you're going to like it's normal that that would feel like a big thing. It can feel different, but at the same time, you can just let it be similar to other identity shifts or changes that you've gone through. So hopefully that's helpful to you. And then if you think about it too, a lot will stay the same in maintenance, right? Like you want it to continue to feel easy. Like your four basics are supposed to be easy and simple, right? Like, and like, we want that in maintenance as well. Our habits are probably going to be similar. Like a lot of our habits, we're either like building on them, or it's like the same habits. We're going to have a maintenance. Your lifestyle might be pretty similar to where it is now. So if you think about it, I would love to hear in the chat, like, how is your life in maintenance going to be the same as like, how is that similar to your life right now? What is the same in your life now that will be the same in maintenance? Okay. What actually changes more is like your identity and like your thoughts. We're letting go of some thoughts or bringing in some new thoughts. And I wanted to share some like I am statements. I feel like I am statements and similar statements like that can help us like really like create our new identity, or like, shift our identity a little bit, or just like, you know, just help you really like point it out, right? Point it out and like point to it consciously. So like, I am someone who, or I am in maintenance. I am someone who naturally weighs blah, blah, blah. This is how I eat. This is how I move my body. This is how I take care of myself. Like sometimes we're already doing these things, but like we don't like consciously like think about it and point it out to our brain, right? Like I am someone who plans her food. I am someone who, you know, walks every day. I am someone who eats dinner and closes the kitchen. I am someone who whatever. And if, you know, fill in your own, share in the chat, like which ones you want to take for yourself. If you want to jot them down on your worksheet or jot them down in your planner somewhere, just take all the ones that resonate with you, right? This is how I take care of myself. And like, you can have like your list of what that means for you. Like, this is how I take care of myself. I go to bed at this time. I plan my food at this time. These are the kinds of foods that I eat on a day-to-day basis. I was someone who struggled with her weight for a long time. Now I blah, blah, blah. Like, how would you fill in the rest of that statement? The first part of that statement kind of acknowledges who you were. I was someone who struggled with her weight for a long time, but now I am someone who lives in maintenance with ease. Now I see myself as a normal eater. Now I, however, like however it resonates with you to like fill in the rest of that statement. I am someone who loves herself and has her own back. I love that, Donna. I'm someone who doesn't like the feeling of being too full. Yeah, me too. Laura says, I always see me planning my food. I like being mindful about what I eat. I love that. I am someone who's mindful about what I eat. Yeah, walking, not giving food all the power. It's just food and I can plan for treats, celebrations. Yeah, I am someone who enjoys, who can enjoy food to enough in any sort of situation, right? Love these. I love some of the ones that you guys are sharing in the chat. Definitely keep sharing those. Those are some great ideas. Okay. Here's how I'm already living in maintenance, right? So again, it's very important to point that out to your brain. Like, how are you already living in maintenance? At one point, the number will go from like, okay, that's a weight loss number. Like I'm still working on like making that number go down to like now, like it's a number that's in my maintenance range. Like that will be like very like black and white. Like that will be very like, all right, one day I was like losing weight and then one day I was like in my maintenance range and now I'm maintaining. But really like when you think about like your habits, your lifestyle, your four basics, all of that was just like gradually getting like moving into maintenance the whole time. Like you're, that's gradually shifting the entire time. A lot of the things that you're going to be doing and thinking in maintenance will be either exactly the same or very similar to what you're doing now. And I really want you to like point that out to yourself. It's not as different as I think it might be. And then the last thing I want to point out, Corinne talks in the lesson 6 video about like, you know, how you go from like impossible, like with believing that you can maintain your weight, you go from like impossible to possible to probable, right? And I really want you to think about like where you're at and how can you move to like the next one. So like if you're at impossible, how could you go from impossible to possible? Or if you're at possible, how could you go from possible to probable, right? Like what thoughts are you missing that would help you get to probable? What thoughts are holding you back from moving to probable? Okay. And if you want to share that with us in the Q&A or in the chat, you totally can, and we can help you kind of work through those, right? What thoughts are holding me back from believing that I'm probably going to maintain my weight for the rest of my life? And then a couple of resources for anybody who really wants to keep like working on this. Julie can go ahead and share the links in the chat. Two really good resources for continuing to work on your beliefs around maintenance and keeping your weight off forever. One is the Letter to the Future Self. It's on our helpful worksheets page. Both of these are. That's where you can always find them, but Julie's going to be sharing the links. So the Letter to Your Future Self is a really good way to explore like you know, what is the same and what's different in maintenance and what I'm doing now. It can give you like really good ideas for things to work on, really good ideas for like how your future self is thinking, all of that. And then the creating a new belief worksheet, which again can help you keep creating beliefs around maintenance. And then like Betsy's call last week was also a really great call about feeling confident in your maintenance range. And she talked about lots of really great things to think about as you decide on your maintenance range and what that could look like for you. So if you haven't listened to that, I wanted to share that with you as well. Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and get going on the worksheet. Let's set the timer for let's do 10 minutes. And then even if you don't finish it, it's okay. You can work on it later, but let's start working on the worksheet. I'll go ahead and set a timer. We'll work on the questions we're doing from the guide. It's pages 15 and 16 and 17, I think. All right. If you guys had any questions about the worksheet or, you know, help with any of the questions, maybe you just need help just kind of thinking about like a good response, you can put that in the Q&A or the chat and we'd be happy to help you with that. And then if you're not done, you can always finish it later if that was not enough time. But I want us to go ahead and move on to some coaching. So if you have, you know, some coaching you'd like around like building your maintenance beliefs specifically, that's what we're coaching on today. You can go ahead and raise your hand and we have a little bit of time for coaching. So if one of the questions kind of got you thinking about, you know, something you need to figure out around your maintenance beliefs, you can raise your hand for some coaching. It's all about building maintenance beliefs. So if you need help with that, if you need coaching around that, go ahead and raise your hand and we will see how many people we can get to. And like I said, you can, any question you may have around maintenance, weight loss, anything like that, we've got Julie in the Q&A. So definitely, you know, use that to your advantage. You have a coach right here ready to answer your questions. Okay. So Nanette, I'm going to go ahead and pull you up and let's hear your question about maintenance beliefs. We are coaching on maintenance beliefs. Hi there. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. I'm so excited that I got picked.
Yeah, me too. I hope you're getting a lot out of the call so far. What's your question?
So the two questions on the sheet that I really have trouble answering are the trust myself. Mm. Like the trust myself when I choose to make swaps or mindfully eat off plans. So when I do that, whatever I plan, I really stick to. But if I eat off plan, then I go right in the shitter. And I'm just like, that's it.
I'm so glad you brought this up because I feel like trusting ourselves is such a big component of maintenance, right? Mm-hmm. It's like to be in maintenance, like it's really about like being confident in yourself, trusting yourself. Like what holds you back right now from like, okay, so you said right now, like if you eat off plan, your brain goes to the shitter, mm-hmm. right? You're not feeling trust in yourself. What are you feeling?
I think it stems from, I really am trying to work on not being a perfectionist. Mm. And I get so disappointed in myself because I feel like when I sit down in the morning, which is when I do my planning and assessing, and when I sit down in the morning and I make what I feel is a very doable plan, mm-hmm. And then I'm just so disappointed with myself if I decide to eat off plan. It's like,
makes it disappointing? Yeah. Because we have like the fact of what happened. Mm-hmm. I planned for this, I ate that. Why, how does that translate to disappointment? What's going
on? I think it's because I didn't keep the promise to myself. When I make this plan, I'm saying to myself, this is what I'm planning to and committing to eating today.
Yeah. So like I didn't keep this promise to myself. And that's when you feel disappointed.
And it's not a whim off eat usually. It's like,
yeah, give me an example. That's what I was going to ask you next. Give me an example of how this has happened.
So one of the foods I really struggle with is trail mix. My husband loves trail mix. He likes to take it for work as a snack. So we always have it in the house. And I tend to overeat that, even if I put it on my plan. Mm-hmm. Besides that, I don't know if anybody's ever like measured out what a serving of trail mix is. It's a quarter of a cup. It's like three raisins and a couple of nuts.
I love how you're saying that. Like, by the way, a serving is like microscopic.
Yeah, basically. It's like, I don't even know why I bother, because it's like, you know, a mouthful, basically.
That's a separate coaching thing for another day. Your thoughts about like a trail mix serving size.
Yeah. But what was I saying?
We were talking about like, going off plan, the disappointment.
So like I'll say to myself in the morning, okay, I'm not going to have trail mix today as a snack. I'm not going to plan it as a snack because, you know, or to have it because I tend to want to eat too much of it and it's too easy for me to overeat it. And I keep thinking, you know, Corinne doesn't have even that stuff in her house. If she's struggling with it,
Do you see how you're like, but like, you're already not trusting yourself to put it on the plan.
Right.
That's where the trust issues are starting.
And I took the trusting your body course too. And
I mean, thinking about like the rest of your life, being someone who's in maintenance, is that version of you gonna eat trail mix sometimes?
Probably.
Or is like something she doesn't eat?
I mean, one thing I look forward to for maintenance is, and really the number one reason why I joined No BS was because I wanted to become the kind of person who eats like a normal person.
Yeah.
Like who doesn't have to binge on things and who doesn't have to overeat things. And I feel like, so I'm right at the top of my maintenance range right now. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm there, but I still don't trust myself to not go haywire with certain foods, which in my mind is going to spiral to gaining all the weight back.
Yeah. Do we spiral because of the food, or do we spiral because of the food and what it is?
No,
or
it's the thoughts. Do we spiral
because of,
And
it starts with the thoughts about the serving size, right? And like, I can't trust myself around this food. It's just going to like become an overeat.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to be someone who's like you said, you want to be like a normal eater, and like that means you're going to, and you like trail mix, that means you're going to just maintenance you, who really like trusts herself and feels at ease and feels like this is easy. And it's like, it's a very like calm ordeal. Like she's just going to plan for it sometimes. And she's figured out how enjoy some and like stop without a lot of drama.
Yeah.
So are you willing to like,
my brain loves drama.
All of our brains do. I mean, are you willing to start planning for it and fail at this a few times and overeat it a few times to build that trust? Like,
yeah, I do. I think
about like building the trust. Right now it's like, no, I should just stay away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which sometimes like it can be helpful. Like I know Corinne talks sometimes about like this week, I'm going to like not buy the cookies and just so I can practice like sitting with urges and saying no, right? Like that can be helpful.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it's also helpful. Like, all right, like, if I want to have this food in my life and I want to be able to just eat it calmly and stop at enough and not turn into this big spiral of disappointment and overeating, like,
yeah,
that means I'm going to be willing to plan for it sometimes and have it in the house.
I think like probably everybody who's on this call right now, there's such a fear of gaining the weight back. You know, it's so deep seated that, I'm 59 years old and I have been on diet since I'm 9 years old.
Yeah.
So it's like,
so step one is really working. Step one is really working on your thoughts about like the amount of trail mix, right? Mm-hmm. Right. Like there's stuff to break down there, like thinking like, you know, this much isn't enough and I want more like that. There's that. Right. And then the other thing that's coming up now is like the fear of the regain,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, how long have you kept your weight off so far? Like, you have you had a regain?
Just a couple pounds here and there, but I usually take it back right back off right away. I lost, I had bariatric surgery back in 2004, so like 18 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost 130 pounds through that. And then over the years, I started doing a lot of grazing. So when you have a tiny tummy from the surgery, you can't fit a lot of food in, but you can graze all day long, right?
What evidence do you have, Nanette, that like you can keep your weight off? And if, you know, something were to happen, you know how to like course correct.
Yeah.
What evidence do you have? Tell me.
I would get, I guess the only evidence I can think of is that the fact that I've been with no BS for a year and a half now. And aside from a couple of pounds here and there and taking it right back off.
Yeah.
You know.
So it didn't just happen to you.
Right.
Like a regain can't just like, oh, next thing I knew, like I was.
I'm not going to wake up tomorrow morning and be 130 pounds heavier.
Yeah. Like I know how to, I have the skills now to course correct. I have the skills now to reach out for support. I have the skills now to like, you know, if I have an ovary, it doesn't turn into a week-long spiral.
Right. Yeah. I'm so glad Corinne did this course because, you know, this is what's missing from any other diet I've ever been on in my life.
Yeah.
And I don't even think about no BS as a diet. I just think about it's the way I live my life now.
Yeah. And sometimes it helps too to think of like maintenance can feel like this big, scary thing, but it's like, maybe you start with like, what can I maintain today? Like, we're talking about building trust. Like you're building trust with yourself every day. Every day that you like do your four basics and you stay in your maintenance range, like that's building trust in yourself.
That's true. That's
building trust and evidence that like you can maintain.
Yeah.
And like, should you ever, you know, have a regain and need to lose weight again, like you know how to do that too.
Right, right. Yeah.
It's like natural to have fear. Like, let's just expect that we're going to have some fear sometimes. Yeah. I don't think the goal here, I don't think Corinne has said anywhere in the course, like at some point, like the fear is just going to go away. Here's how to make the fear go away. Like nowhere has she said that. Like we're just going to have fearful thoughts sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I'm working on like, they're not driving the bus. Like I'm driving the bus. My new maintenance beliefs are driving the bus. Like I look for my evidence that like I can do this and I am doing this. Right. Here's the skills I have. Every day that goes by that I'm like in my maintenance range, that's evidence that I'm doing this.
That's true. Yeah.
Let's just everybody here, let's just all expect, because it happens in weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen in maintenance too. We're just going to have like fearful thoughts sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
What if I can't actually do this? What if I regain? What if I blah, blah, blah? Like those are just going to pop in sometimes.
Yeah.
That's normal.
Yeah. And I don't, like I said, I don't think about this as a diet. This is just the way I eat now. This is the way I am around food. Yeah. And
those are exactly the thoughts we want to redirect to when you notice the fearful thoughts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So tell me what you're going to do with like the trail mix situation. How, like that's an opportunity to build trust, or it can be an opportunity to just be like, you know, that's something I have to stay away from. I can't put that on my plan.
All right. Well, tomorrow I'm going to put it on my plan and I'm not going to measure it out. I'm going to eat as much as I think I want and eat to enough, you know, as part of a meal. And I'm not making a whole meal out of trail mix.
So is this like,
that would be dangerous.
So this is like a snack, or like, tell me how you're planning it. Someone in the comments too, like I saw the comment earlier about like, if I fail every time, it's such a good question. If I fail every time, how does that build trust? Right. So like, let's say you fail a few times at like planning and having trail mix, like how can we build trust? That can be like, how can I have my own back? Right.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, usually I just plan it as a snack if I get hungry.
Okay. So it's a snack.
Mm-hmm. but I do have a lot of urges around it as well.
Okay. So tell me, okay, you said you didn't want to measure it out. Tell me again, like, why you wanted to do that. Like, why don't you want to measure it out?
Because I think I should trust my body if I'm having it, that I will eat it till I've had enough. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, eat the whole jar, but.
Right. So like, are you still going to put it like in a container or a bag?
Oh yeah. Put it in a little cup.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. That's what I wanted to get clear on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get hung up on the three raisins and six nuts and whatever's
disturbing. Yeah. And the way to build trust can look like, yeah, I'm going to put it in like a baggie or a container or a cup or something. And then like, if I think I want more, maybe I build in a pause. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of thinking? Give me one thought, right? Because trust is a feeling. What's one thought that we can think when we're having trail mix that would help you feel trust in yourself?
I can think that I know I'm hungry because I tested my hunger,
mm-hmm.
and that I can have some of this trail mix and eat to just enough.
Yeah. Like I can stop at enough. I can stop at any time. I can pause and see if I want more. Like I'm learning how to enjoy trail mix and stop at enough, just like all these other foods I've figured out. What's another food that like maybe was like your trail mix before, right? Like maybe it was hard to stop at enough and it, you know, you had a lot of urges. Is there any other foods like that where you figured it out?
Well, I think it's anything sweet, really. And
yeah. What other sweet things do you have?
Like sometimes? I never used to be able to have a bag of M&Ms in the house because I would inhale it. It would be
and
gone.
And now how does it?
And now I usually have it at the holidays because I like to have that out in a candy dish at the holidays. So
yeah. And how does that go?
That goes really well.
Yeah. So you obviously you have trusting thoughts about M&Ms and how you do around M&Ms. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what they are? I mean, sometimes they're just very quiet. We don't even really, you know, we have to point out those thoughts to ourselves. What are they, do you think?
Yeah. But I think I also have my back with those too, because I know that if I have them in the house all the time, I'm going to be planning them all the time and eating them all the time. And I don't want to eat them all the time.
So maybe that's how you can build trust with the trail mix. Like it worked for me this way before with the M&Ms. What if I try that same process with like the trail mix?
Yeah. Yeah. And get the husband to have different kinds of snacks for work. Have to expand his horizons a little bit too.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if it's going to be in the house sometimes because he likes to have it. Yeah. How can I build trust anyway?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think a part of that too, and this goes back to like trusting your body, the trusting your body course was like reminding yourself, like, I am safe to plan for this anytime I want. Like that builds trust too. Sometimes it feels like we have to have it because it's like, maybe we didn't let ourselves have it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's like reminding yourself, like I can still plan this and eat this whenever I want. I'm just trying to figure out how often do I really, really want it.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Do you know like how often that might be for now? Like how often do you want to plan for it?
I would say probably, I don't know, 2 or 3 times a week.
You'll get lots of enjoyment out of planning for it 2 or 3 times
a week? Yeah, 2 or 3 times a week.
Yeah. So yeah, I would start putting it on your plan 2 or 3 times a week. And whenever you go and have some, like think about how much you enjoy planning for it and having it. And like, I trust myself to plan it.
Right.
And I just enjoy this food and I'm learning to have it in my life and it's
and eat it guilt-free.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. It may be a little bit of a process, but like if you did it with the M&Ms, I think you can do it with the trail mix too.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And even when there are urges outside of your 2 or 3 times, like reminding yourself like, no, I get maximum enjoyment when I plan for it on purpose and I enjoy it 2 or 3 times a week. It's normal that my brain is going to think like more equals more enjoyment or more whatever, but like I came up with this number of 2 or 3 times a week because like I get to enjoy the trail mix multiple times a week. I get to be in my maintenance range. Like here's everything that I get out of like doing it this way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Let me bring you back down. Okay. All right. Any other questions around maintenance beliefs? Go ahead and put them in the Q&A or the chat. Yeah. Love it. You have some great ideas and suggestions here too. I've had ice cream in my freezer for over a month because I haven't planned for it yet. Yeah. Sometimes building trust is like very gradual sometimes, right? Like, and you know, we're going to have to fail at it a few times and we're going to, you know, have our own back with it. Right. Like, I know like I've bought like this pint of ice cream before and, you know, just to, you know, have my own back as I build trust around ice cream and I learn how to like not overeat it, like, or with chips, right? Like with my favorite chips, sometimes I don't buy them because I'm like, I love them, but I know I don't actually want to have them in my life like every single week. Like I don't have, like they're my favorite chips, but that doesn't mean I need to have them every single week, right? Like I enjoy having them sometimes, or, you know, I'm okay getting the smaller bag or the smaller container. And then like you build lots of trust and normalcy around that. And then you get to where you can have, like you said, a bigger container there. And it's just not a big deal because you know, you can have it anytime. You can plan for it anytime. No one's taking it away from you. For the husband snacks, I keep them in the closet with this work bag. Yeah. Yeah. Love it. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and wrap up here. I want to tell you about the next coaching call. So the next coaching call is with Corinne tomorrow on Sunday, July 24th at 11 a.m. Central. That is one of my favorite calls every single week. Lots of great coaching happens there. So that is the next time we will be back with Corinne tomorrow for the weight loss coaching call. And then we've also got a maintenance coaching call with Corinne tomorrow. So as you continue to work through this course and go through your worksheets, that's a really great call to come on and get some more coaching, get some more of your questions answered. And Corinne will be leading that call tomorrow, Sunday at 1 p.m. Central. And then I will be there with her as well in the Q&A, in the chat, helping to answer your questions. Other than that, thank you so much for being here. And yeah, work on building those maintenance beliefs, even whether you're in maintenance or you're will be in maintenance soon, or you just are still in the middle of your weight loss journey. It's always a good time to be thinking about like, how am I already living in maintenance, right? Are my thoughts, you know, helping me for that day that I will be in maintenance? Like, let me start working on that now. Okay. All right. Thank you so much for being here today. And we will see you tomorrow on the weight loss coaching call and the maintenance call.